a lot of things going on in the government, and one of the issues will be jobs, and that is very much on the agenda for Mark Myers, who's with Stern AG and Leach, and today for John Taylor, and he wants to talk just a little bit about that issue, and what is the report? It may not be good.
No, it wasn't that good. It came out this morning, and everybody was holding their breath on that, and it looks like, it was kind of a interesting report. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great. The government laid off 200,000 workers, which a lot of those were census workers, so their job is done, so they got rid of those. But the private sector did add 70,000 jobs, which not great, but it's better than losing them. Total non-farm payrolls fell by 130,000 jobs. So our unemployment rate basically ends up unchanged. We're at 9.5% last month. We're still at 9.5% this month. So it's still a tough job market out there. A lot of people are calling this a corporate-driven recovery. Corporations are making lots and lots of money because they're lean and mean now. They refinance their debt to low interest rates, and they don't have as many workers with them, so they're making lots of money, but they're not hiring anybody because of all the uncertainty in the economy. So it is getting pretty interesting watching this. And we are starting to see certain things in the economy creep up in prices, like wheat just hit a two-year high. And that has a lot to do with Russia due to their drought, and they're not allowing exports out of wheat now. And what is interesting, we saw the 30-year mortgage hit the lowest level ever yesterday, at 4.49% on a 30-year mortgage. So it's pretty interesting seeing that. Great time to buy a house if you ever want to.
If you want to, that's the issue.
Yeah, if you have a job and you're able to buy one, it's a great time. We did see Obama come out yesterday talk about GM. GM's going to become a publicly traded company again, hopefully later this year, and Obama's out there touting that and saying that the taxpayer will be repaid in full if that happens. And we did see some earnings this morning. We saw AIG, which you and I, the taxpayers, we own 80% of that company. So we're hoping they do well, but it doesn't look like we're going to get all our money back. We've loaned them so much. But they did report a profit this morning that was a lot better than expected, and the stock's going to open up about 5% this morning. And then also Kraft, apparently us Americans are eating a whole lot of cookies and cheese from them because their earnings were up 15% better than what everyone expected. And the stock is moving higher this morning. It's moving up 3% higher. So we'll see what happens there. It's a mixed recovery. I mean, it really is. Retailers, part of them reported some good growth and part of them didn't. We saw some bad numbers from JCPenney. But we also saw Abercrombie and Fitch report some phenomenal growth numbers. So we'll see what happens there. And speaking on the government, we did hear from the Postal Service last night about their earnings. They lost only $3.5 billion last quarter.
Wow.
For our tax dollars, yeah. So that's the government running it for us right there. We'll see what happens there. But locally, we did hear from Murphy Oil. They're down the road from us in El Dorado, and they did have a 70% jump in profit. So they're doing well off the natural gas and oil drilling. So we'll see what their stock does. It is up a little bit this morning. But I don't know. After the jobs report, the market did kind of pull back a little bit. So we're looking for a down opening today.
Yeah, and who knows how it'll end up at the end of the day. It's just been up and down. Yeah, the bad news comes and the market goes up, and then good news comes and the market goes down.
Yeah, it's kind of schizophrenia market right now. It really is. But we're running on fear and greed. I mean, that's basically what the market does run on. It only runs on fear and greed, and right now a lot of people are fearful. And we get some good news, and people start becoming greedy and hoping that this thing will continue to go up. But we're in a recovery phase right now, and this market's not going to recover straight up, and it's not going to recover straight down. It's going to take a while to get through all this.
That's Mark Myers with us. We appreciate you joining us, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Talk to you soon. That's Mark Myers with Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street. You can reach him by calling 782-2527 or John Taylor, who is busy with the University of Arkansas Fort Smith activities today. And again, that number to call at Stern, AG, and Leach for John Taylor or Mark Myers, 782-2527.